Ex-MGM blackjack dealer indicted for alleged $43,000 theft. A former blackjack dealer at MGM National Harbor faces indictment for allegedly collaborating with players to embezzle over $43,000 from the casino. The indictment was announced on June 6 by Prince George's County State's Attorney, Aisha Braveboy. Jamie Smith, 31, is said to have colluded with three players to defraud the casino in October 2023. Surveillance footage captured Smith revealing her cards to players before they placed their bets, permitting them to adjust their wagers post-deal, and neglecting to collect on losing bets. An internal investigation by MGM Resorts International, prompted by a surveillance review, uncovered the scheme, which resulted in approximately $43,250 in losses for the casino. Theft reaches beyond the casino. The repercussions extend beyond the casino's financial loss. MGM, along with other Maryland casinos, contributes to the state's Education Trust Fund, which finances public education. Aisha Braveboy, the state attorney, highlighted the broader impact, stating that economic crimes like this divert funds intended for schools, depriving children of educational resources. She noted the uniqueness of this case in her tenure, as most incidents at the casino typically involve more direct theft or violence. Dealer faces up to 10 years in prison. Assistant State's Attorney Joel Patterson reiterated Braveboy's concerns, emphasizing the seriousness of the crime given Smith's trusted position handling casino funds. Smith faces charges of theft, conspiracy to commit theft, and embezzlement, with a potential sentence of up to 10 years in prison if convicted. These charges not only address the monetary theft but also the violation of trust placed in her as an employee. MGM National Harbor responded to the indictment with a statement affirming their zero-tolerance policy for illegal activities by employees or customers. They praised the swift detection and reporting of the alleged crimes, underscoring their commitment to integrity and cooperation with law enforcement.